What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 186. All right, so today I want to chat with you all a little bit about control. You know, it's funny to think about how much we feel like we can control, but at the end of the day, we have very little control over very many things. But I will tell you, the things that we can control, they are so vital. But if we're always worried about the things that we can't control, how can we actually take care of the things that we can? That is the big question, right? That's a huge question that I feel like we have to answer. So super excited to be able to explore that with you a little bit today. Also, if you haven't yet, I keep telling you and telling you and telling you, probably told you for like, what, 100 episodes now? If you haven't checked out crossomeats.com yet, you got to go do it. You can subscribe. You can try it a la carte. You know, if you like the beef snacks, you know, you can get your jalapeno beef sticks. We got the new summer sausage coming at you. You know, we're getting ready, hopefully one of these days soon, to move into summer. And so, you know, for your grilling, whether it's briskets or tri-tips, like my favorite. But yeah, you can go there. A lot of things are still available. A few things are sold out right now if you're listening to this up to date. But again, go to crossomeats.com. You can always be a subscriber, get yourself an awesome shirt, and you never have to worry about anything being out of stock when you're a subscriber. So again, go to crossomeats.com, check it out, let us know what you think, get yourself some meat. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board. This will be another solo episode. In fact, like with the way some of these things keep happening with guests falling through and everything else, maybe we should just go solo. No, I'm still going to have guests on, but just been kind of wild lately. But having said that, you know, the older you get, there's some downside, and we all know that, you know, maybe don't have nearly as much hair as I used to have on the top of my head. You know, maybe you get tired a little earlier. I don't know. You know, there's some of these things, and we all kind of know some of these things. If you get a little older, maybe you hit 40, maybe you're on the other side of 40, that, you know, some things do get a little bit harder maybe. But the one thing that I come back to that is so awesome about getting older and really having the privilege of getting older, right? Because there's a lot of people who don't have that ability. But one of the best things I feel like that you gain as you get older is perspective, and ideally wisdom that comes along with that perspective, right? Just because you live a long time doesn't mean you're full of wisdom, but it definitely helps, right? To just have more experiences. And it kind of leads me down the path of what I want to chat about today, which is just understanding, most of the stuff it seems like that we worry about, and maybe I shouldn't even say that I worry about it, that it's out of my control, right? And so many of the things that maybe we don't worry about are actually within our control. And when you start realizing that really we have very little control on so much, but the things that we do control are so important, right? And so, because what happens when you start looking at this paradigm of, you know, control the controllables, right? Like there's a lot of coaches, you know, in different sports and everything else. Like that's a big thing. Control what you can control. You can't control everything. Like, you know, if you're coaching a game, you can't control if the official makes a terrible call, right? You can't control if some kid does a bad snap or fumbles a ball, right? Like there's a lot of things you can control, or excuse me, there's not very many things you can control, but they're very impactful. But there's so many more things that you can't control. And that happens so often, I believe, as well, when it comes to just life in general, right? And this can be a very, very tough dynamic, because if you get too far to one side or the other, it's not helpful at all. So for example, if you're one of the people who is like, I've got to control everything, like you will drive yourself crazy because you just can't do that. And I think all of us to a certain extent want to have control. Right? We want to control our kids. We want to control our spouses. We want to control, you know, the politicians that are making these crazy ideas. Like we want that control. And what you end up realizing is that I can't control any of that. And so I'm making myself crazy, feeling like I can't. But then what can also happen, and I worry that this is something that's happening maybe in our country a little bit right now, is you're like, I can't control everything. And so it just leads to apathy, right? To where you almost like, you just don't care because it's like, I can't control anything, right? Like, I'm just going to be the leaf that blows around in the wind. I can't control which direction the wind blows. So I might as well just, you know, not care about anything. And so there has to be this line. But here's what I feel like as you get older and as you gain more perspective and more wisdom, you start getting a better understanding of like, okay, but if I can control the controllables, things will be better, right? Like if I can just control the things I can control, things will get much better. Like, you know, maybe if you're a parent, you have kids. And this to me is one of the biggest eye openers about this whole control paradigm is when you start having kids and it's like, I can teach my kids. I can encourage my kids. I can do the best that I can. But at the end of the day, I can't control them. They're their own human beings. They're their own people. They have their own free will. They can make their own decisions, right? Like, yes, we do the best we can to guide them, but they still do stupid stuff because we can't control them. And we can tell them not to touch the hot stove, but we can't control them and, you know, force them not to ever touch it. And so they do. They do stupid stuff, right? Like the other day we were sitting down here and my kids are jumping on hay bales. And then the next thing you know, it's like, hey, let's jump off of this water tank onto a hay bale. Well, then I was actually moving those hay bales, so that jump got a lot further. And I'm sitting there and I'm in my backhoe moving these hay bales and I see one of my twins. She's up on this water tank and she's getting ready to launch like 6 feet over to this hay bale. And you know, these hay bales are what, 6 feet tall probably. And I see her and she's like gearing it up. She's getting ready to go. And I'm just sitting there in the backhoe and it's like, I couldn't yell at her. I couldn't control her. Right. Couldn't say anything cause I was too far away, but I could see it all panning out. And I look over there, she just launches, hits the side of the hay bale, falls over backwards. And, you know, she gets back up. And what does she do? She runs back to the little water tower again to do the same thing again. And it's like, if I could control her, I would be like, don't do that. But you're not always going to be able to control your kids. And so as a parent, like, I think that's a really, really good lesson that, you know, maybe if you don't have kids, it's maybe harder to learn this lesson potentially. Or maybe you have to learn it in a different way. But there's so many of these things we worry about that are literally outside of our control, right? Like regardless of what you believe, I firmly believe there are evil people who want to control us. They want us sick and fat and unhealthy and apathetic and not driven. And I believe that they have this false paradigm that they feel like they can control us. And now that can happen for a while, but they can't fully control us if we don't let them. But what happens is that we start looking at maybe some of these things that are happening in our world, you know, politically or, you know, maybe over the past couple of years with some of the lockdowns and we feel like, oh, I have no control. They told me I can't do this, so I can't do it, right? They told me this, so I can't. And it's like, no, ultimately you do have control of yourself. And if more people understood that fully, completely, and took advantage of that control, things would be way better than they are right now. Because I can sit here in a podcast and tell you what I feel like would help you in your life. I can, you know, tell myself what I feel like would be helpful in my life. But if I don't actually control the controllables, then none of it matters. And so it comes down to what are the things that you can control, right? Because the reality is we can't control the weather. Well, I mean, there might be some tinfoil hats out there, but like I can't at least control the weather. I can't control some of the conditions that I may have to work in. I can't control the economy, right? Like I can't control a lot of these things. But then I also have so many things that I can control. Like for example, if you're in a business, you cannot control the economy. You can't control if banks are doing stupid stuff and collapsing and things like that. But what you can control is the product that you're creating. You can control whether or not the product that you're creating is so good that even if banks are collapsing or economy is bad, things like that, you can control whether or not people still value your products because you've made them so good and you've made people feel so good about buying them. You can control that process. So we could all freak out that a bank is collapsing, the economy is collapsing. We can, but it does us absolutely no good. And the flip side of that, we could say, okay, turmoil is happening. What can I control? There's a lot of people that talk about, you know, civil war breaking out and civil unrest if this happens or if that person's elected or this happens or that, you know. But the reality is that you and I can't control any of that stuff. We really can't. You know, like I would love to write an Instagram post that would allow for world peace, but I can't control that. In fact, like I've kind of taken a step back on some of these things, and I'll still put my opinions out there, but I've realized I have so little control over the things that are going to happen one way or the other with political or social unrest or, you know, elections and all this type of stuff. It's like, what's the point? I can't control any of it. I can't control if people did cheat in an election or didn't. I can't control if people did have an insurrection or they didn't, right? Like, I can't control any of that stuff. I can allow it to piss me off, and that's under my control. And so what I feel like if we choose to do is to choose to take complete and total ownership of the things that we can control, everything improves. So again, like what can you control? What can I control? Well, for me personally, here it is. I can control what I put in my body, right? I can control that. I can control what I eat, what I drink. I can control that. So if I'm overweight, whose fault is that? Is that something I can control or I can't control? Okay, I can control that, right? Like, hopefully we can all agree to that. Now, I get there's always people that get mad, like you're fat shaming and, you know, you're not accounting because I have this thyroid thing or I have this hereditary thing, right? Like, there's all that type of stuff. The reality is, and all of us know it deep down in our core, for the vast, vast, vast majority of people, okay, maybe not everyone, but for the vast majority, if I'm overweight, it's my fault. It's that I am eating too much, I'm eating the wrong things, and I'm probably not working out because, again, at the end of the day, I'll give you the best free dieting advice that you've ever heard. If you consume more calories than what you burn, you will gain weight. If you burn more calories than you consume, you will lose weight. There you go. You can eat cake and lose weight if you really wanted to. Now, is that healthy? No. But really, like, if you just wanted to eat cake and you just eat less cakes worth of calories than what you burn, you will lose weight. Now, again, you'll probably die, may not feel very good, but you will lose weight. So at the end of the day, like, can I control that? Yes. Okay. So there we go. There's one thing that we can control. We can control what we look like, right? We can control our physique. Now, again, are there different people with different genetics and everything else and different body makeups? Is it harder, right? Like, I always joke with my wife. I'm always telling her, I hope our kids take more after you than me, because I can look at ice cream and gain 5 pounds. She can eat a half a gallon of it every night and it doesn't seem to affect her. Great. That's awesome for her. But again, I could sit there and be mad that my wife's metabolism is so much better than me and she can eat this stuff that I can't eat, but I can't control that. Plus, like, I'm not wishing that my wife would be fat. It's more jealousy, honestly. But the reality is that I cannot control that. But what I can control is what I eat. What I can control is how much I work out. What I can control is my level of mental toughness to get up and do these things when I don't want to do them. I can control that. Okay, so let's go to the next thing. When it comes to a relationship, I cannot control my wife or my friends. And this is a very, very hard lesson. Like, this is a lesson that I really struggled with, not with like controlling my wife, but more in like friendships. And I don't mean control to where like I control them, but control in like when you see somebody that you feel like you could help, and you're like, yeah, I want to help them and I'm going to give them the best advice because I want to control the situation here and really help them. And then you realize, like, I have no control in the situation. This is another human being, right? This is another person that sees the world different than me and they have different life experiences and maybe their own different types of baggage that I don't relate to. And that stuff used to drive me crazy, especially with like certain friends. And it would just be like, oh, I don't understand how you can't see this. I don't understand how you keep stepping in the same damn landmine over and over and over. But then I realized like how crazy it was making me thinking I could control that situation. And it's like, okay, I just have to take a step back away from that. I have to realize that there's nothing that I can do or say to control this person, right? There's just nothing that I can do that. So that really kind of does come down to understanding what you can and can't control. Now, in that situation, maybe you do have a friend and it's making you sick. Maybe it's a kid, you know, maybe it's a parent even, whatever, right? To where it's like, okay, what I can control is how I live. So in this relationship, I can't control my spouse. I can't control, you know, my kid, or I can't control that. Like, yes, with kids, yes, you, again, like you have boundaries, you have things, but at the end of the day, you can't control your kids. You can't lock them in a room and tell them that they can't go anywhere, right? So then what does it become in that situation? Well, I feel like, okay, what can I control? I can control how I live. And so if I can control the way that I live, the way that I conduct business, the things that I strive for personally, and that is like being honest, having integrity, being a hard worker, right? Kind of these traditional old school values that I feel like I really, really want to live. Do I always live up to those? No, right? Like none of us do. But it's like if I can live my way in a life to where maybe other people that I'm around would say, hey, what are you doing? Now maybe I can help them. I can't control them still, but I can control what I'm doing, how I'm living, and maybe that will elevate other people. Maybe it won't, but I can control what I'm doing, how I'm living, right? And so there's so many of these different examples. Again, like one of the things that I know so many people talk about in relationships, and I had, you know, it's been quite a while back when I had Stacey Martino on, and it was like, if you want to fix your marriage, fix yourself. And that seems so funny, right? Because it's like, well, you don't understand how crazy my wife is, right? You don't understand what my husband does to me. Now, outside of, again, like physical abuse, the reality is that fix yourself first, because that's what you can control. You can't control your spouse. You can't control your marriage. You can't control all these things. You can't control what might happen. But what you can control is how you're living, how you're loving, how you're doing these things. And so what I've noticed so often over the past couple of years is that, and I'm fully guilty of this, and I'm taking full ownership of it. And I'm not even saying that I'll never do it again, but it's like so many of us, we like to bitch about everything, right? Like I remember after one of my daughter's basketball games, she didn't have a very good game, right? And the very first thing she says after the game is like, those refs are terrible. I'm just like, what? And she's like, oh, those referees, that girl was fouling me and doing this. And I'm like, well, like you can't control that, right? Like you can't control whether or not you have a good ref or a bad ref in a basketball game. You can't. But what you can control is how you play, the effort that you put out there. So when I see somebody coming off and the very first thing is talking about how bad the officials are, my first thought is like, okay, but what could you have done to be better? And this happens all the time. It happens all the time because if you coach sports, if you're around sports, like there's going to be bad referees. I've seen tons of them. But at the end of the day, again, like I can't control a referee. I cannot control what calls they make or they don't make, but what I can control if I'm a coach is the game plan, the preparation, right? Putting kids in the right spot to be successful. Like I can control those few things. And if you do that, then all of a sudden you have success. You could have bad officials and still win. You could have officials that miss calls and still win. You could have officials that outright are terrible and still win. If you can focus on the things that you can control. And again, in life, I feel like there's very few things you can control. You can control, for the most part, like at least in our society, what you eat. You might have to make some sacrifices. You might have to have some discipline. You might have to meal prep. Like there's a number of things you can do, but we can choose and have control over what we eat. We can control on the amount that we move our body. And again, it always comes up. Well, I work an office job. I'm in my office 8 hours a day. How am I supposed to move? Wake up earlier, right? Like it's a choice. You can control that. Okay. When it comes to relationships, like you can't control other people. You just can't do it, but you can control how you show up. You can control the types of things that you're putting out there to the world. Then all of a sudden you start having people that are asking you for advice. Maybe they're asking you what you would do in this situation. And now all of a sudden you can inspire, you can encourage. You still can't control, but at least maybe you can provide insight into some of these things. So really what it comes down to, guys, is that there's very, very little that any of us can control. And that's such a humbling thing because I think we like this idea that, you know, and maybe it's our ego, you know, maybe it's our own arrogance, whatever you want to call it, but we want to control so much. We want to control the people in our lives, maybe. We want to control the types of government and politicians and the types of, you know, things that are subjected to us. But you just start realizing there's so little we can control, right? Like if you really want to control the government, then the way that you could probably do that is by going and running for office. But most of us don't want to do that. We'd rather just bitch about everything that's going on in politics. That's why I always have respect for people who are willing to do it. I think there's a lot of really bad people in politics, but it's like, hey, at least they did it. At least they tried to take control of the situation that they can control. Most of us just sit here and complain about it. And then we get mad about it. And it's frustrating. We watch the news, we get mad. We get on social media, see all this stuff, we get mad. And it's like, We're getting mad about things we have no control over. But at the end of the day, most of those things, I believe, would fix themselves if we controlled what we can control. If we were the best version of ourselves, right? Or at least striving to get there. If we were fit and healthy and happy and we were less sick and less dependent on pharmaceuticals and less dependent on, you know, some of these things that have been pushed at us. That is how we ultimately make the change. Because when all of these people start going bankrupt because the crap food that they're trying to push on us and these, you know, all these different pharmaceuticals that they're trying to push on us because we've ate the crap food and like all of these things, if we can remove ourselves from that, control what we can control, how we eat, how we work out, how we sleep, all those types of things that we can control, you do that and everything changes. But again, so many times we don't want to change anything we can control. We want to complain about the things we can't change. Because what does that do? That alleviates us of the responsibility to be able to have control, right? It's always easy for the blame game. It's always easy to say, they made me do it. They locked me down. They made me wear a mask. No, you can control whether or not you put something on your face. You can control whether or not you put something in your body you don't want to. Ultimately, unless they strapped you down and held you, you had control of your own bodily autonomy, right? So it just goes right down the list. There's a few things we can control, and they are so important, but there's so many more things we can't control, and the reality is they're not that important because we can't control them. So get out there and change what you can control. That's the thing. Control what you can control, and if you're worrying about all the things you can't, you're going to drive yourself crazy, and I'm telling you this from personal experience. All right, everybody, have an awesome day. Have an awesome weekend. Talk to y'all soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.